So Nintendo just announced some changes to their Switch 2 pricing, and we want to talk about it. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we did a podcast episode a couple weeks ago talking about variable pricing.
Right.
And how it's actually a pretty good idea that has become a joke and wondering where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Has it arrived?
Maybe.
Maybe
in a way that maybe we didn't expect.
Right.
Although I think in that episode we actually made a joke about how potentially they could consider this option. And so they did make an official announcement about this, basically saying starting May 2026.
I'd just like to read the whole thing.
Yeah, let's
read
the whole
thing. We should
say
this is specific to the market that we are in.
U.S.
And U.S. and I don't know what other parts of North America. Yes.
I will say that I did see people in our community that are not in the U.S.
Yes.
Like some people in the U.K. also are seeing the same.
Well, let me read the statement first, and we'll talk about that. About Nintendo Switch 2 game pricing, beginning in May 2026 and starting with pre-orders for Yoshi and the Mysterious Book, new Nintendo-published digital titles exclusive to Nintendo Switch 2 will have an MSRP that is different from physical versions. Nintendo games offer the same experiences, whether in packaged or digital format, and this change simply reflects the different costs associated with producing and distributing each format and offers players more choice in how they can buy and play Nintendo games. As always, retail partners set their own prices for physical and digital games, and pricing for each title may vary.
Okay.
So this is the official statement that went up earlier today. So what you were saying was, so a few weeks ago, the price for this game, Yoshi, went out in every market but ours.
Exactly.
And there was some confusion of like, well, is it just the same as those? So this is $60.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo of America never actually announced it. But this policy of having different physical and digital prices has been in effect in many other regions.
Exactly.
So it's like the rest of the world's like, welcome to 2026.
To what we've been doing already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is a very different big change for us, and this is Nintendo's biggest individual market, so it is really noteworthy. And again, if you look at these listings for Yoshi and the Mysterious Book, if you click digital, $59.99, you click physical, it's gone up $10.
$70.
There it is.
And we were wondering what was happening with this pricing, because they had announced the price in every region, and we had said, like, that's interesting that on the listings in the U.S. market, there has been no official announcement of the price of this game, and lo and behold, that this was the reason why. They needed to officially announce this change and then, you know, have a statement out and explain to people that these two versions, physical and digital, are now going to be different prices.
So I think the first question that's fair to ask is, why is this happening now?
Yeah.
You just released the Switch 2 less than a year ago. That would have been a great time to implement.
I know.
You already talked about variable pricing.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you actually do the thing? And why did you wait until, you know, 9 months later? What's going on
almost
there?
Almost a year later.
Yeah.
It is interesting that it wasn't sort of there from the get-go. You know, I feel like this is one of those situations where Nintendo is just, like, looking at, like, the market and just understanding, like, what can people tolerate? I feel like this is something that they may have determined at the time of the Switch launch. Like, would this be a distraction? Would this cause confusion? We're already confusing people with $80 Mario Kart and all sorts of other things. So this may be, like, a thing that they kind of backburnered until now to roll out. Because, yeah, I think for some people this may be, like, a fine thing. But for other people, you know, that are maybe purely digital, like that, this is maybe not the most positive thing. So, yeah, I think that's part of the reason.
And I think they literally told us in their statement. It says, the change simply reflects the different costs associated with producing and distributing each format. So, yes, the Switch 2 is still a new console, but a lot has happened since then. Remember, they had the big announcement, and then all the tariffs hit, and they had to change everything based on that. And now we have this reality of, like, oh my gosh, the cost of all these chips and components is just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened in a really compact period of time. So I think going into this generation, they're like, no, we're going to stick with the, you know, the same pricing
for everything,
no matter which version. But I think over the last couple months, they've like, we really need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and again, they probably have a lot of real world feedback from these other markets that have been doing this of like,
it works for us.
Yeah. You know, people like having the different options. It obviously helps to have something that's lower priced as an option that you can talk about. But the timing is definitely very interesting. One thing that is noteworthy is the retailer component of this.
Right.
If you're a retailer, you're mad about this.
That's the
because
thing.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, I have to sell the more expensive one, so you're just going to get more sales as Nintendo? Great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're very supportive of the physical market because you're like, well, if someone is on the fence about which one to get, they're probably going to get the cheaper one.
Right, so now it's like a physical version became kind of like a de facto collector's edition because it's like, well, I'm getting the same thing, but it costs more.
Yeah.
I'm paying more for the honor of getting this game.
That's literally physical. The joke that we made in that episode is that like the physical version is now no longer the like the one for everyone, is more so one for the collector.
Right. But that relationship with that retailer is something Nintendo
always values. Yeah.
They really tiptoe around that and they're like, they don't want to go out of their way to upset
like make them mad.
Those retailers, because that's still a really important part of the sales plan for Nintendo, which is very different from a lot of the other platform holders right now who've kind of moved on from that. So I think maybe that played into some of the slowness of this, of like, how do we communicate this to the Walmarts of the world and not just make them furious at this decision?
Yeah.
Because I bet they are.
Right. And the other thing, too, I think with Nintendo is that they understand that their audience just has such a hunger for physical games as well. Like, we talked about this so much at the beginning of Switch 2 launch. Like, wow, go third-party, you know, developers. Like, go Project CD Red, making that full game on disc, physical version of Cyberpunk. Like, they understand the Nintendo audience. They know that this is an audience that loves the physical games. Like, they're really, like, different from a lot of other video game audiences. And so, yes, this is a move in which it sort of makes, yes, it makes the retailers upset, likely. And also, yeah, it makes that audience that you probably have a lot of kind of mad, too. It's like, now I have to pay an extra $10 to get this physical. Like, those people can't be happy about that either.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
So the next question is just, does this, starting with Yoshi, is this literally how every single game is going to be handled? And they did say...
I was going to go back to the statement.
They did say beginning in May, starting with Yoshi.
Starting with Yoshi. Right.
New games will have an MSRP that is different.
Yeah, so based on the statement, I'm assuming yes.
Seems to be yes. I'm actually going to say no, because I know that they love to break their own rules of like, oh, here's how things are going to be, and that they completely like change things. But it does seem like the majority of things going forward are going to be like this.
Right. I think so, too.
And maybe there will be a couple exceptions. So then, okay, we agree that the majority of games are going to be like this.
Right.
So this is an interesting kind of way of looking at this, and I think different people have different ways of looking at this. So this new pricing, with this change, is Nintendo charging less for digital, or are they charging more for physical?
Right.
Because both could be true. It just depends on your point of view.
Yeah. So before they enacted this strategy of the different prices for physical and digital games, physical Nintendo games for Switch 2 have been $70.
Right.
So I'm inclined to say that they're charging less for digital.
Well, I don't know, because this is an interesting game for them to put this into play with, because, again, everybody had assumed that the base price for Yoshi was going to be $60. Based on the prices in the other regions, the price was $60. So I actually don't know where to fall on this, because it's like, can I get a game that I know would have been just standard $70 and tell me what that means from here or there? Like, Fire Emblem. Does that mean the physical of Fire Emblem is going to be $80, or is it $70,
$60? Oh, I see.
I don't know.
The range is unknown.
Like, that's
right
a game that definitely would have been $70. Whereas with Yoshi, it's like, I actually don't know. So that's actually kind of a smart way for them to roll this out of like, oh, look at this great bargain you can get. When it's like, well, maybe Yoshi was a lower price game to begin with.
Yeah.
But it is them shaping the perception. Again, these first impressions, remember, oh, Mario Kart's $90. So it's like, oh, the Nintendo games are $60 now. It's like, are they really?
Are they really, or are they?
I don't know.
Are they 50, 80?
We're going to have to see.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, we don't have, again, it's hard to say because there's no baselines yet.
No, I don't think they've gone and updated all of the other upcoming
games. It's not like Mario
games.
Tennis that's already been out. Is $70 physical and $60. I don't think they're retroactively going to discount or readjust the pricing for
it. But Fire Emblem's going to be a really interesting
Fire Emblem will be an interesting case, yeah. That one might be even more complicated. I'm thinking that one's going to have like some sort of collector's edition. That would be something else.
But this is where I do kind of lean to like, that's probably going to be $80.
So you think physical 70. Fire Emblem is going to be $80, digital Fire Emblem is going to be $70.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, because
goodness.
It just did seem like from most indications, Yoshi mm-hmm. was on the way of being a $60
game. Being a smaller
game. Based on the prices in the other regions. So yes, it's still great if you are a digital primary person.
Yeah, I guess you're still paying a little bit less. Regardless, because if
you're paying less than $80.
Less than $80 or less than $70.
Yeah, I mean, that's the perception. It's like, well, I'm paying less than the other option.
I'm paying less than the other option. You're still paying less than the other option if you wanted to get the game.
And then
there's
me, the physical sucker who's going to be paying $80.
You're going to be paying
$80. Still going to do it.
You're probably going to do it. And so are a lot of people. So are so many people. That's the thing. Like, that's why they can do this.
They're so passionate about it. The $10, like, fine. I don't love it.
I'll do it. But I'll do it.
And we've been talking for months about how they have to do so many things to avoid raising the price of the Switch 2.
Yeah, they really do.
That is the sacred cow that cannot be touched.
For now.
So it's like, this is just part of, we raised the price of the Pro Controller. Oh, the Amiibo, the Pro Controller. Oh, now we did this weird split in the games. It's like, they're getting a little...
They're trying to eke out. They're kind of pinch every penny.
They got to wet their beak to avoid raising the price of the hardware.
No, I know. Hardware is probably like a razor's edge of like.
Yeah. And it may seem obvious, but so we should just talk about like, why does Nintendo prefer people to buy digital?
Well, it's obviously much cheaper for them. Or they'll make much more money off of the digital version than the physical version.
Right. It's pure.
It's pure margins.
Higher chunk of profit.
Yeah. You basically have no margins.
You don't have to put it on a card. You don't have to put it in a case. You don't have to ship it. Share money with the retailer who's selling it.
They're probably making like very little money. The margins that you're making on a physical game at Nintendo is a very thin margin. After all those things that you said, those costs have been put into that version.
So, I mean, by that, you could have argued, like, well, it should have been like this for since we started.
Or they should have been charging hundreds of dollars for those games.
It should have been like, what was one of the, I think New Super Mario Bros. 2 on the 3DS was the first game that's like, oh, and you can get it digitally. Yeah. Like, that game probably should have been $29.39 way back then.
Or $29.50.
And here we are, you know,
2026.
15 years later or whatever. It's like, oh, we're finally coming around. Yeah. To this.
Yeah, I mean, they make like almost 100% of that $60 off of Yoshi and the Mysterious Book if you're buying that game digitally.
Right.
Like, there's literally no cost for them. And that's why the eShop and that whole spin-up of the eShop, and again, we worked with so many people we were there when they, you know, launched and started doing this digital storefront. That's why it became one of the biggest, most important things at Nintendo. Like, because they're making tons of money on these digital versions versus this physical version. So
we talked about Fire Emblem as a really interesting test case of what happens next. But like, there's a lot of other big games on the horizon. Like let's take Pokemon Winds and Waves as another example.
That's
like
a big one.
Under this structure, like, do you think, is it 70, 80, or is it like Pokemon? Again, Pokemon's got a different point of view.
Maybe they call the shots here.
That might be the exception, because it's like, well, we're not exactly Nintendo. We're the Pokemon company, and we want it to be all the same price. Pokopi on a game key card. We want to do things a slightly different way.
I just
think we're now in this place where you can't really assume what the price of a game is going to be.
I think there's definitely going to be some outliers, like some edge cases. But I do think the majority of this will be this model that they're doing where it's more expensive physical, slightly less expensive digital. But the range of it can vary. Like, Pokemon Wind and Waves could be like 90, 80.
Well, something
you know what I mean? Like, the range can vary.
Something that's going to be interesting is there have been rumors of Nintendo's making physical game cards that have a smaller capacity.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Because right. up to this point, everything has been that 64 gig size.
And that's expensive,
right? A lot of games don't need that.
Right.
And I think that game, like people are talking about that indie game, Mouse PI, that has, it's physical, but it has it's pretty low. I think it's like $40 if you get the physical of that. So it's like 30 versus 40. That's another variable of if Nintendo starts to have those, and it's like, all right, well, we have a game that doesn't need the 64 gig card. A lot of these Nintendo file sizes are very small.
Yeah.
Like, does that introduce more
variation,
more variability?
Yeah.
That variable pricing actually came in potentially in a really big way now.
Well, maybe then, again, it's just the range will change. Like your range of physical and digital
sure.
will change. So like you're on a smaller cart, maybe then that game is 60 instead of 70.
So you could have a 60-50?
So you can have a 60-50. So I think the range just shifts as you go.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying. Pokemon Wind and Waves,
I guess,
huge game. Maybe Pokemon Company wants to charge 90 for that game physical.
Yeah.
So then it's 90-80 or 90 whatever.
I guess what I worry about is like Nintendo kind of like, oh, we can get one over on Joe Consumer.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't know about these physical, the different capacities.
No, exactly. That's what they're banking on.
What they like when I hear about something that's 60-50, it's like, yeah, 50, I don't know if they want to drop something to $50 when they can get 60.
Mm-hmm.
When people just see that and like, yeah, that's what a game costs. Great, here we go.
Yeah.
So that is something that, again, I sort of cynically
but still,
get a little worried about.
Even if they kind of keep with this model just to keep their communication clear,
yeah.
you know, once they start to like introduce these edge cases, more and more edge cases, it just gets muddled, right? Like that's confusing and bad.
Right.
But if they, even if they do something where it's like a 60-50 or a 50-40 or whatever, it's never going to be 50-40, but it's like, they're getting like 99% of the profit on the 50. So like for them, it's still a win. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to
Well, for them, I'm talking about me.
Oh, they don't care about you.
I'm talking about me.
Unfortunately, I have news for you is that they don't give a rat's tiny about you, unfortunately.
Gosh.
But yeah, they're going to, I mean, they're going to, again, they got to make some money back on the Switch 2. So they're going to eke the profits where they can. And I think they're going to be looking at some of these examples of like, yeah, bigger games, Fire Emblem or Pokemon Winds and Waves, like, and seeing like what those ranges can be, I think. And those can be those edge cases. But yeah, moving forward, I think
some guy with a spreadsheet's having a banner day.
Someone is
right
very
now.
Excited yeah. in the Excel. They're like, yeah,
look at my macro. Yeah.
They're making like pivot tables.
Yeah.
They're really excited.
Somebody's loving this.
Yeah.
Are we loving this though? Before we go. Gut reaction, do you like this or not?
I don't want to be mean because I know you like a physical game, but for me this is great news.
No, it's perfect for you.
I know. I've been digital for a long time,
it's
and
not
I know
at all.
People will hate me for being digital, and I know there's lots of Nintendo fans that love the physical. I'm not going to shame you or anything like that. No judgment, but for me, since I've been all digital for years and years, for like, you know, many years now, this is great news. I would love to save $10. That's a lot. That's
yeah.
like, especially because, you know, we've been talking about how it's hard for us to like try out games these days because they're so expensive. Like me, just the mental barrier of like trying out a game for $70 versus trying out a game for $60. Like that's kind of a big deal for me.
That's
like,
great.
I feel like now I like definitely will play
yeah.
Yoshi
in
a series.
I have to say my answer is I don't know. Because again, I think Yoshi was a very unusual pricing decision for them
sure.
to make.
Yeah.
I really need to see the Fire Emblem pricing to
yeah.
understand like kind of what the standardization.
Yeah, because then it could be 87.
Of this is going
right?
forward.
Because yeah.
if it's 87, again, I'll do it. I won't love it, but I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to see more examples. The other question is like third parties. Well, you know, what are they going to do
yeah.
on this? Are they going to follow suit and be like, oh, well, Nintendo's doing great with this and people aren't
maybe.
Mad and it works out. So,
yeah, maybe.
Because in that case, it's like I buy a ton of third party games.
Mm-hmm. Digitally.
Digital.
Yeah.
And a lot of those are game key cards, which introduces another variable
mm-hmm.
into all of this.
Right, right.
And it's like the question of like, well, do I really want to be paying $10 more for a game key card? But if you're the publisher, it's like, well, I still had to manufacture it, pack it, ship it, share it with the retailers. So yeah,
that is a huge savings.
Whether
yeah.
you know whether I'm paying for that memory or not, it ain't the same.
It's not the same
for
profit margins for them.
So
yeah.
this is kind of sneaky, like pretty groundbreaking update from Nintendo today.
And it's very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see how it all kind of plays out. Like, this is, again, a first example of this, and it is a little bit hard to judge one by one data point, obviously. So we're going to need more data points as they, continue to roll this out to really understand, like, how this feels, what kind of continued games are going to have this kind of pricing model, and also like how people are reacting to it.
Yeah, they're
going to
look. They're going to look at Yoshi as a real test.
A test, exactly.
Of this,
exactly.
Before they, roll out everything else. Yeah. So if there is ever a game, they say vote with your wallet.
You should vote either way.
This
with
is the
your
one.
Wallet.
Or don't get it if you don't want the game.
I'm going to get it.
Good for you.
Now I'm kind of excited about Yoshi and the Mysterious
Who
book.
Knew? What a turnaround for Yoshi.
Well, I actually like Yoshi in the first place. I was probably going to get this game anyways, but maybe I'm just not a very good, data. I'm a corrupted data
You're
point.
You're a shill.
I'm a corrupted data point for this particular game. Okay. So don't listen to me, But there we have it. Yeah, this is very interesting update from Nintendo. Finally, the mystery of Yoshi's Mysterious Book.
Oh, that was the mystery all along.
Has been solved, because we were like, what's going on with
this? You left
a
$10 bill in that book.
If you bought digital, get a $10 bill. If you didn't, then no $10 bill for you. What do you think? Do you like this? Do you hate this? Tell us in the comments, and we'll keep an eye out for what else is happening with Nintendo's variable pricing, I guess. All right, we're going to wrap this up, and we'll see you later. Bye.